By the way, I have the keys you gave me for Freedom Hall. I had a second set of keys, and it does fit those doors.
Okay.
So I'm cool there. Thank you.
This is for you. Capacity is going to come in on the five.
Oh, okay.
This one is. Don used to be a captain. He recommended that firm and utilized him. But this was a personal recommendation.
Hey, Mike. What's Tony's official title or position?
I think she's called assistant treasurer.
Assistant treasurer.
Didn't hear from Charlie. Did anybody hear from Charlie?
No.
No, I haven't been in touch with him this week.
I'm going to call the August 22nd, 2016 meeting of the Kootenai Fire District Prudential Committee to order. First, we'll start with, is anyone recording? Amy Cates is recording. And could we have introductions, starting with Mr. Daly?
Michael Daly, treasurer.
Laurie Hadley, Prudential Committee.
Stan Goldstein, Prudential Committee.
Fran Parks, Prudential Committee. Is there any public comment? No public comment. Okay, the first thing, did everyone get a chance to review the fire district treasurer position description?
Yes.
I looked at it. I didn't bring anything.
I just have a couple of questions.
Go ahead.
Bond issues. And I know that you've been involved in doing bonds and stuff for us for the water projects that we've done. Is that covered under the general purpose description or another specific?
I have to look.
All I know, Stan, is when I was treasurer for 6 months, I had to do a bond issue. And I didn't have a clue what I was doing.
In the general purpose, it talks about debt management.
So, yes.
So that would be the cover-all for that.
Yeah, including issue of new issues and stuff like that?
Sure, any debt. I mean, managing debt is everything from selling, buying, or doing whatever else in between. So I think it would be under there.
Okay.
Say that's where it's covered under that.
Okay, and the other question is on the key relationships, third paragraph, talks about the treasurer consulting with, mentioned specifically the fire chief. Do we want to put like waters? I know West Barnstable doesn't have a water system, right?
Where are you now?
Second page, key relationships, third paragraph.
And other department.
Yeah, but I thought maybe we'd want to
you
say...
You can have your own custom one.
Yeah.
When they're done, we'll customize it for you.
Okay.
But it's being drafted to fit both two houses at once.
Yeah.
All right? But I have already told the other board, first of all, as you see, I don't have one. They're in the review process as well, and they're funneling it into their committee person, if you will, who was formerly the chairman, but is no longer the chairman. They changed it the first of each fiscal year. So Dan's going to receive comments from his board. I assume you would do the same thing, and then when the two boards get together again with the writers, if you will, we can bring the edits in at that point in time and bring one to mark up because it's going to be marked up in committee again, I guess.
Okay.
Now, did I not see that West Barnstable does have a water commissioner?
No, we have something three like, water.
Oh, you have three. You do have water commissioners. Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
We do.
Even
we
though
do.
You don't have a water department.
Well, their job is to keep water out of the district.
That's right.
And they do a good job.
Yes, they do.
So there may be a department head at some point in that district. I mean, there are lots of discussions going on right now with two water districts about water. So it's written. It'll fit the bill.
Okay.
It makes reference to chiefs. That district, the chief is the CEO.
Yeah,
so
okay.
It's a big difference between your district and their district. They have one board. They already have defined the CEO of the district. They have basically defined the CFO of the district. And that's all they have, is a CEO and a CFO and then a bunch of labor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Here you have boards and
boards,
department
boards.
Heads, and it gets a little bit convoluted as to who's in charge and what each role is. And one of the things I've recommended, and I'll keep recommending, is one board and a chief executive officer. And yours may evolve into a CEO, because that may be your route to getting some kind of centralized management in place that will stabilize this district and keep it from the ups and downs that it goes through, depending on the talent pool that is in the policymaking side, because quite frankly, you don't really have an executive officer. So
yeah.
I think that the other board I mentioned to them, that your final may be a little bit of a variance on theirs, as theirs may be, but for the time being,
those subjects. And they are two separate contracts.
Well, they may hire somebody, you may do a contract.
Okay.
The next phase is
but it
to...
But would be an employee contract or whatever.
They may contract with me, independent contractor.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's an example.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not closed-minded to having an employee.
Okay.
They're
The
next step is defining the marketing mechanism.
Okay.
So the ad may look for either an employee or an independent contractor. That's what I think the vision is at the moment.
If we had an employee, who would that employee report to?
Prudential
Committee.
You're going to be you're the appointing
a committee managing a person.
I'm all for independent
committees
contractors.
Manage the world. There's boards of directors in corporate world.
Yeah, you've seen that. You've seen that comic thing where the zebra designed by a committee, right?
Well, camel was basically a horse designed by a committee. But the bottom line is, that you have a charter. You have a set of bylaws that says you have to have something. Now, surprise, surprise, the great Municipal Modernization Act of Massachusetts has been signed. Well, one of the things in there that's finally been done is that it doesn't go so much to your question, but it allows committees to now have representatives to sign warrants and bills payable and so on and so forth, so that those of us that toil in the world of trying to comply don't have to go knocking on doors across the towns to try to get signatures before we can pay freaking bills. You have to have some common sense that, you know, you can't wait for the superintendent to chase down his four school committee members in a city or town environment. So they're making it easier to get bills paid as part of this legislation as well. But you appoint the treasurer.
Yep.
Have and always will until you change your bylaws. Right? But if you make the position a CE/CFO position, then you'll appoint a single person and they can provide you with both executive services from the executive office and financial services from the financial office.
Yeah.
That's probably the best way to go. In most small towns, the evolution went from a full-time board of selectmen to what was called an executive secretary. And most of the early executive secretaries in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts were town accountants who became executive secretaries because they knew how to do the budget, they knew how to keep the books, and they knew the comings and goings of the administrative organization. Not in big towns, you know, you have mayors and cities and so forth, but you'll be fine. Any corrections or changes or alterations, it's going to get a re-go once more with the committee, the job description. So if you have, you know, want to make those comments and put them in, are you going to stay on the committee?
Yeah.
Okay. So their expectation is that there'll be a meeting in the next, you know, not necessarily this week, but maybe next week. They've got another meeting. They're the third Wednesday, you're the fourth Monday. So, you know, like Wednesday night they looked at this, tonight you're looking at it. Once you get you and Van and Joe together again, and we can bang on this finish and then start working on how the marketing materials roll out. If there's a newspaper ad or display ad, circulate to MMA, or who's going to get all of the notices.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
I only found one typo, so that was it.
You can bring that to the meeting, and we'll fix that, too. It's either Joe's or mine. I don't know which one, but they were the only two that played with it.
Well, actually, that's the original. It's pretty late for the cane.
Okay. So, the trees at the end of the east end of the parking lot, guess what? The dead ones in front of the house.
Okay.
Belong to us.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So they're not coming down to the house.
Well, no, I had a call from Mr. LaPointe, last week. First of all, he thanked us for not objecting to his, you know, so we don't have any objections. But it seems those dead, although I'm assuming they were either arborvitae or cedars, were probably planted the same time the Fricks planted the side of the building. So those trees sadly belong to us. So I very rashly said, well, you know, he said he wants a new fence and he wants trees in front of the fence. And I said, well, you know, maybe we could, you know, help pay for taking the trees down and planting the new ones, blah, blah. And then I got home and started thinking, trees need water. Someone's going to have to water those trees.
For the first year.
Somebody's going to have to take care of those trees. I don't really want to do that.
No, I think we can take down the dead trees and let him put up his own trees.
Well, he wants to put up his own trees on our property.
Oh,
That's the whole, which does actually, if you get out there and walk under those trees, you'll see that there's quite a lot of debris under those trees that are actually covering up part of our parking lot because of all the stuff. So I'd like to suggest, after thinking about this for some time, that, you know, if they want to take down the trees, we'll reimburse them for removing the trees. Can we do that, Mike?
You're going to reimburse him for taking down the trees on our property?
Yeah.
And
that's it?
That's it. Yeah, it seems it's really cost-sharing. You can even split the, you know, has he got to have a contractor do it?
Oh, yeah.
So when the contractor does it, you can split the tab or something.
Yeah. So, but, and I really don't, I mean, if he wants, so how do we feel about him putting up more trees on our property?
No. Not if they're interfering with the parking lot.
Well,
parking is
I agree
slim enough as it is.
It leads to misunderstandings down the road. You know, he goes away, he sells the house, whose trees are they, and then you get into all kinds of land court. Yeah. So I think it's just best not to be hard asses about it, but I think it's just best to keep it. This is our property. We'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Take care of it.
Yeah, I agree. I am. I mean, he also asked about, you know, transporting stuff across, you know, for the building project across our parking lot. And I said no, right. Because, you know, one little truck going across is all of a sudden going to turn into a front loader
you
know,
and the parking lot
without
going
somebody
up, yeah.
watching all the time.
Does he have a right of way to the road?
No, he doesn't. Across our parking lot? No.
He's landlocked.
No, he has a driveway on the other side of the Masonic Lodge.
Oh, okay.
There's a road there.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, even though that somebody put up a garage that with an entrance from this parking lot, they don't have a right of way.
Well, that was years and years and years and years ago when we all got along very nicely.
And just the other thing, so that you know, there is a sign on the side of the building here that says no parking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
While we're on Freedom Hall, can I say something?
Sure.
Because I just made a decision in the last week or so. We had a homeowners association that was meeting sporadically on Thursdays, and we got a group that wanted to rent the hall every Thursday night. And because the homeowners association was not paying and they had six other days of the week they could pick from, and because the other group were paying, and even if they take off Christmas and Thanksgiving, to me $50 a week came out to about $2,500, and it made a lot more sense to me to take the $2,500, so that's what I did.
Okay. So, can I have a motion to pay for having the trees removed, but declining the offer to have new trees planted?
I move that we pay, at least in part, for having the trees removed and decline the offer of new trees.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Did everybody have an opportunity to review the minutes of the 25th of July?
I did have a question from Mike.
Oh.
In the description of what was going on with the water tank, some of the funding came in $25,000 under what we needed. You said that really wasn't a problem because we figured out a way to fund it. That question leads to free cash and reserve funds. So we can, and I know one of them needs a vote by the citizens, and one of them we can transfer.
Yeah, but you're not going to be doing either.
No, okay.
No, I'm not even sure where the 25 fits in.
Yeah.
But the original project authorities for the projects that were sought was $25,000 more than what the grant application went
yeah,
in.
Yeah, that's what they said.
The water department will deal with that. And we still have the authority to borrow the 25.
Uh-huh.
So we just won't borrow it from the Fed. You understand? It's not okay. Like we're short money. It's just that grant won't be able to fully provide for all three projects 100%.
Okay.
So we may have to take a note and from a bank for a year for $25,000 and then pay that off.
Well, let me ask you this. So I know we have a lot of reserves, like $600,000 or something like that. Wouldn't we want to just...
It's not what the district did when it voted to use debt.
Okay.
So those projects are all authorizing the use of debt.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the Fed's willing to give us some money, cash, so we don't issue $500,000 worth of debt, right? So that's just free money. So the $2,525,000 that we would have borrowed, they're going to lend us $2 million towards.
Yeah.
And we'll go to a bank and get the other $25,000, and we'll have our $2,025,000. You know, so there's nothing to get concerned about. If you want to change the vote from the district meeting from using debt to using cash, then the district meeting would have to do that.
Oh, no,
but once we borrow the money, the horse is out of the barn.
It's my ignorance of how the flow of... I know. I guess free cash is just that
free cash is your equity. Yeah. It's your liquid equity.
We just have, over time, we've collected more in taxes than... And expenses were
right. Every year, I'll be giving you next month the statement, an income statement, an appropriations expenditure statement, a balance sheet. And every year, the revenue generally exceeds the budgeted revenue. So we'll take in some surplus revenue. And every year, we don't spend exactly what we budgeted to spend. So we have turnbacks. So every year, the district generally generates a revenue surplus and underspends its budgeted expenses because you had a break-even budget. So if you have a break-even budget, you take in more money than you expected and you spend less than you expected, you contribute to your fund equity from two directions. That trickles down to the balance sheet and it settles in your equity position. And then the DOR makes some magic with that. Looks at your receivables and adjusts your liquid equity by your receivables, and they call that free cash.
Okay.
Which is nothing more than them saying, you have permission to spend your own equity.
Okay.
Right? You can't spend all your equity because we're going to keep you from being able to spend it all because we don't like the fact that you have any receivables.
No.
But free cash is always there.
So,
but this is not something to get concerned about.
It's more of a technical thing.
Correct.
Why go out and go to a bank and get
We've already done that.
Yeah.
And these were voted over a period of 2 or 3 years worth of meetings. So now I accumulated them all up. I got you $500,000 of free money. So you were originally going to issue $2,525,000 of debt.
Okay. Yeah.
Now you're going to issue $2,025,000.
Okay.
But you're only going to get $2 million at the cheap rate from the Fed.
Okay. Because that's the USDA.
That's all they ponied up. If the engineer had made it for $2,525,000, then we would get it all in one-stop shopping from the federal bank. But we're not going to do that.
Okay. Right?
And when the last 25, they haven't even started the significant portion of the security system, because they're waiting for this high-speed internet backbone that's going to run up and down the Cape, whatever it's called, Cape
Open
Net
Cape.
Or Open Cape, yeah. So they're waiting for that to be in position so they can put the security systems in the well fields and tie it into that high-speed internet. Because right now, they can't transmit pictures from your well sites and your tanks because you don't have hotspots on your sites, okay? So that's going to enable them to, I believe, use some kind of router system that'll link them to this high-speed internet and let their cameras roll. And so when the water department goes through that process of spending that, they had $200,000. They borrowed $20,000 for engineering, and they have spent about $18,000. So we have a couple of grand in cash, and we still have to borrow $180,000. It'll be the last thing we do. The feds won't give us $180,000 because they won't have $25,000. And so we'll just grab that from a local bank, and we'll pay that note off, and we'll probably do it during the period while it's being processed.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay. So it's really nothing to get hung about.
And I'm not alarmed, I'm just not I'm ignorant of
how
things flow.
When you go to the district meeting and you work on a budget, and the water people are famous for just showing up at your open mic night almost, mm-hmm. and telling you, well, we want a $2 million bond, or we want $150 million for cash. Those need to be more thought out. And sometimes that's where you need to say, okay, you guys think that debt might be the way to go, but let's all get together and talk about what a good financial plan is. That's what hasn't always been happening here, is you got the board X and the board Y and the board Z all going in different directions and never sitting down and trying to get them all in the boat going this way.
Well, that was my question on the minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, the minutes are fine. And there is a $25,000 matter that the feds piece didn't cover, but it's not of particular importance.
Okay, so that's it. Motion to adjourn?
Okay. Well, I'm
sorry.
A motion we approve the minutes of 25 July 2016.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion to adjourn?
Aye. So moved.
Adjourned.
Adjourned. The key, yeah. Who were the last people to Thursday? Saturday afternoon, we had the Cape Stress Reduction guy in here, and the very last people were the Mosquito Yacht Club kids. That's my fault. I didn't check them. That's my fault. I took the trash. Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. One of these chili peppers.
It wasn't a jar, but there wasn't a lot.
I think that's the key to the little case in the back. Sure, you can take it and keep it. Not even gonna offer.